we'd like to welcome everyone to our brand new series, and we call that Love Revolution. So, kung makikita nyo, palakpakan naman natin yung creative team natin. Ito, Love Revolution, and as we all know, today, this month is a love month. Of course, marami na namang mga galawang breezy, marami na namang mga, alam mo yung mga pa-text-text dyan, mga para-paraan, mga ninja-ninja moves na mga estudyante. So, why? Because it's love month. By the way, okay, sino sa inyo dito, yung katabi mo mukhang in love ngayon? In love? Marami, tumatayo pa si kuya, oh. Okay? This is gonna be very exciting. You know, we're gonna have a great time together tonight. But please, I hope that, you know, all of us will just take time to listen into God's Word. I believe lahat tayo dito, excited tayo. Pag pumasok talaga yung February hanggang sa matapos, sobra talaga yung feeling, ang taas ng feeling natin, yung emotions. In fact, you know, as we talk about this love revolution, we'll be discussing about the another level. Hindi na tayo, hindi ito yung last series natin, nakatulad ng mga last series natin na Crazy Love, That Thing Called Forever, na mga medyo mga chick flick and dating. But right now, we're gonna revolutionize, okay, what love is all about according to the Bible, according to what God is telling all of us. But I realized that pagka love month, there are actually two extremes in terms of emotion. Merong excited, at the same time, meron ding depressed. Okay? Dalawa lang yan. Pagka love month, it's either excited ka or depressed ka. You know, the truth is, that is, you know, it's like a feeling or emotion for us when we are, especially in this season, excited tayo, or minsan kapag ka, alam mo, broken-hearted ka, depressed ka, downhearted ka, parang feeling mo, sana magunaw na yung mundo, tapusin na natin lahat to, wala na rin naman kami. Parang mga ganun yung, so talagang ganun katindi ang emotion mo. This series really talks about, you know, three stories in the Bible, if you may. In fact, today, we'll be talking about the story of Isaac and Rebecca in the Bible. And next week, we'll be talking about Samson and Delilah. Sino sa inyo dito kilala niyo Samson and Delilah? And also, the last stories that we're gonna look at is between David and Goliath. Yung iba, hindi kasi nagbabasa ng Bible yung iba. Hindi si David and Goliath, si Ruth and Boaz. Okay? Si David and Goliath, parang pareho lalaki yun, ha? Okay, joke lang yun, joke. But that's what we're gonna talk about for the next 3 weeks. And I'm telling you, you don't wanna miss our second week of this series, and last week, you know, we have so much in store for you. And please, again, don't forget to invite your friends who need to hear this message, lalo na itong puso. Pag-uusapan talaga natin yung puso. As we move on, I would just like to read the scripture in Genesis chapter 24, okay, beginning from verse 12 to 27. This is quite a long verse, but read along with me. I'm going to read the whole scripture, and then we're going to talk about what the scripture tells us. Okay, sabi dito, then he prayed, Lord, God of our master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside the spring and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be when I say to a young woman, please let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this, I will know that you will have shown kindness to my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. The woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. And she went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, please give me a little water from your jar. Drink, my lord, she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too until they have had enough to drink. So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water and drew enough for all his camels. Verse 21, without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made this journey successful. I want you to remember that Eleazar, the servant, prayed before this journey. Now, tinitignan niya if his journey was successful, if the Lord answered his prayer. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a beka and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there a room in your father's house for us to spend the night? She answered him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, born to Nahor. And she added, we have plenty of straw and fodder as well as room for you to spend the night. Then the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord because he knew, he learned that God answered his prayer. And saying, praise to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives. Can we just open in the word of prayer? Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we believe, Lord God, that your word is like a double-edged sword that will penetrate even to the dividing soul, Lord God. I pray, God, that may you use, Lord God, your word, Lord God, to speak to your people, Lord, about love. Lord, help us, Lord God, to really understand what love is all about, and that is you who defines it, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you in this place. Bless your word, God. Bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, that's quite a long scripture na binasa natin. But just to give you a background, okay? If you would notice, this is in the book of Genesis in chapter 24. Now, it's interesting to know that the longest chapter in the first book of the Bible talks about love. This is the longest chapter in the book of Genesis. Now, interestingly, it talks about love. And when I was studying this, I realized that, Lord, you must be concerned about love, about a relationship. Ibig sabihin, hindi pinababayaan ng Panginoon yung relationship natin sa ibang tao, okay? And, you know, if you would notice, the whole text really is the story of Isaac and Rebecca. Si Isaac, anak siya ni Abraham. Then in Genesis 24, verse 1, sabing ganon, now Abraham was very old. Ibig sabihin, now it is the time for me to look for a wife for my son, Isaac. During that time, it is their culture na ang tatay ang naghahanap ng mapapangasawa ng anak nila. And now, kung makikita nyo, if you read this before, itong scripture na binasa natin, makikita nyo, actually, this is the relative of Abraham, si Rebecca. Now, isipin natin, but parang incest yun ah. Magpinsan sila. Parang pamangkin ni Sarah si Rebecca. So it means to say, parang bakit magkalapit yung lineage nila? Magkamag-anak sila. Yes, magkamag-anak sila. Why? Okay? Because during that time, the lineage, okay, ng anak ni Lord, Hebrew people, doesn't want to intermarry with pagan nations. That is why gusto nila yung promise, it will be passed on to the last generation. So, ibig sabihin, pinepreserve nila yon. But that was during their time. Yun yung culture nila. Now, isipin natin, okay, pwede pala yon. Hindi sa kultura natin, okay? That was a long time ago when God set a promise towards Abraham hanggang sa lineage siya. Of course, si Isaac, si Jacob, and the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, that is just a context for us. And now, gusto ko lang sabihin din sa atin dito, you know, when Abraham made a commitment na gusto niyang hanapan ng mapapangasawa, na godly, okay, na talagang may pangako rin ng Panginoon, inutusan niya ngayon yung servant niya. And that servant's name was Eleazar. And then here was Eleazar, okay, went and took the long journey. In fact, sabing ganon, from Hebron to Nahor. Now, if you would imagine with me, kung gaano kalayo yung Hebron and Nahor, parang yun yung, kung dito sa Pilipinas, parang ano yun? Tugigaraw hanggang sa Naga. Okay? May mga taga Tugigaraw ba dito? Tugigaraw, yun, meron. May taga Naga ba dito? Naga. Naga, Bicol, Legazpi. Uy, si Pastor din pala, taga Naga. So, ganun kalayo yung tinravel ni Eleazar. Now, during that time, I want you to see the picture. During that time, yung pinadala ni Abraham si Eleazar para hanapin yung mapapangasawa ng anak niya na si Isaac, wala pang mga sasakyan nun. Wala pang gulong. Kaya ang ginagamit nila, camel. So, ibig sabihin, yung layo na yun from Tugigaraw to Naga, from Hebron to Nahor, okay, ibig sabihin, ganun kalayo yung distance.
Now, kung camel lang ang gamit niya, ibig sabihin, grabe, malamang uhaw na uhaw yung camel. Okay? Malamang siguro, kung isa lang ang bukol ng camel, mga naging lima na siguro yun sa uhaw. Okay? Siguro sa pag-iimbakan ng tubig. But you know, the truth is, this might be, sasabihin natin, you know, outdated na yan. Maybe that's the story of a long time ago. That was in the Old Testament. You know, the truth is, that might be a different context, that might be a different culture about how Isaac and Rebecca met, okay? Isipin natin, parang it's too good to be true. Mas daig pa nito si Clark at saka si Leia ngayon na para maghihiwalay pa, o aalis pa si Leia, okay? Ngayon, ikaw nanonood, naiinis ka na ngayon, ba't hindi pala yata sila magkakatuluyan? Pero iba yung story nila. Though, that might be a different context, but if you are reading the Bible, there are actually timeless truths that you're gonna find out. Ah, maaring ganito ang nangyari in the Old Testament, maaring hindi na ngayon, but there are timeless truths from the Old Testament until now and even to the last generation on earth. There are timeless truths that God wants us to learn. In fact, three things I want to share to all of us here today as we talk about, you know, this love revolution. And as we dig in to the very scripture, kung ano yung pinag-uusapan natin about the story of Isaac and Rebecca, kung ano nangyari dun sa love story nila. First of all, I want to talk about the importance of godly advice. This is one of the timeless truths in the Bible na hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na dati lang yan, ngayon hindi na pwede yan. In our culture today, lalo na ngayon sa context natin, you know, young people today, they are very independent. You know, they can do anything they want. They can decide anything they want. But you know, this is one of the timeless truths that we need to understand. You know, the importance of godly advice. In fact, sabi nga sa verse 28, yung hindi natin binasa, sabi dito, the young woman, that is Rebecca, the young woman ran and told her mother's household about these things. Ibig sabihin, yung sinabi ni Eleazar, you know what? You are the woman that I'm looking for. Indeed, God answered my prayer. At ikaw yun. Ngayon, si Rebecca, it's good to know, it's interesting that Rebecca didn't just play by her emotion. Uy, grabe, talaga ako yun? O sige, sama na ako sa'yo. Hanapin natin si Isaac. What she did was, he ran and went to her family. Umuwi siya, at sinabi niya, you know, this guy told me that I'm the one. This guy told me that all these stories na sinabi niya kapag nilay down ko, hindi niya lang ako pinainom, pati yung camels ko pinainom niya. Ibig sabihin, that's a sign that God gave him success. Na ito yung mapapangasawa ng anak ni Abraham na si Isaac. Ngayon, ang ginawa ni Rebecca, she went, right after she heard that, umuwi muna siya at nagpaalam siya sa nanay at tatay niya. You know, in our context today, there are a lot of people, a lot of young people. Most of the time, we play with our emotion. Pagka-feeling natin, uy, ang cute niya, mukhang kami na, di ba? Parang, nakatabi mo lang, nag-hi sa'yo, hi, ikaw sasabihin mo agad, I do, di ba? Parang sinasabi natin, you know, ito na yon, okay? But again, Rebecca told her parents, ibig sabihin, hindi agad siya nagpadaya sa emotion niya. You know, sometimes we follow emotional reaction. You know, alam mo yung pagka nakita natin, parang feeling natin, uy, grabe, ito na yun eh. Hindi, nagpe-pray talaga ako. Sabi ko, Lord, pagka talagang, I'm asking for a sign, pag talagang naka-white siya, siya na yun. Tapos pag tinanong mo, ano ba course niya? Nursing. So, parang, uy, white nga. Wow, di ba? Minsan naman, sasabihin natin, you know what? It's not just a feeling. In fact, meron akong verse sa Bible. Kakausapin ka ng lalaki. Oh, by the way, ladies, ha, listen to this. Ha. Sasabihin sa'yo ng lalaki, you know, it's not just a feeling. But you know, it's based on in the Bible. Kasi sabi sa John chapter 15, verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Kung ikaw yung babae, wow, grabe na. Ano pang gagawin ko? Bible na yan. Si Jesus na yan. Nagsabi niyan. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Wow. Makakahindi pa ba ako dito? Parang ang labo na nun. Ngayon, pag may nagsabi sa'yo nun, mag-quote ka rin ng verse, sabihin mo, alam mo, may verse din ako sa'yo. Matthew 16, verse 23, get behind me, Satan. Lumayo ka dyan. Okay? Alam mo, ikaw lang, ha? But you know, there are times that the truth is, you know, we are playing with our emotions. Listen to this. If you really want to pursue love, you need to remember that we need to be surrounded with godly people who would tell us the truth. Hindi lang yung pagka may kaibigan tayo, di ba, alam mo, in love ako ngayon. Di ba, sasabihin ng kaibigan mo, just follow your heart, sis. Di ba, para ikaw, uy, ang sarap naman pakinggan niya, sister. Sige nga, I will just follow my heart. But you know what, sabi nga sa Bible, you know, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, it says here, the heart is deceitful above all things beyond cure. Who can understand it? Ngayon, if you're playing with your emotion, the scripture tells us that the heart is deceitful. Ang puso ay mapanling lang. By the way, sino sa inyo dito may katabigan mo nalin lang na ng puso niya? Alam mo yung matigas ang ulo, sinabi na sa'yo, wag! Wag mo nang ituloy, sister! Nakita ko yan, may kasamang iba yan, wag na! Eh ikaw, you are playing with your emotion, hindi! Just follow my heart! But you know what, sabing ganon, the heart is deceitful above all things. This is not just all about feelings. Sasabihin mo, you know, this is how I feel, you know, talagang, unang pagkakita ko pa lang sa kanya, sobra, parang tumibok na talaga yung puso ko. Kinalimutan ko na lahat. Pati mga kaibigan ko, kinalimutan ko na para sa'yo. Sabi ng mga kaibigan ko, ikaw pa ba yan? Lagi mo na lang siya kasama, hindi na kami. Eh, because I'm following my heart. But listen to this. Timeless truth that we could learn from the life of Isaac and Rebecca. Rebecca, when she heard about it, she did not play with her emotions. She went straight towards her family and asked for their advice. Minsan, feeling natin, pagka may sinasabi yung parents natin ngayon, o nak, mag-aral ka muna, wag muna. Feeling natin, galit nanay ko sa akin, galit talaga yung tatay ko talaga. Hindi na lang ako, hindi na lang iniisip na tao din ako, nagmamahal din ako. Hindi ba nila dinaanan yan? Di ba? Galit na galit pa tayo. Wow, ah! You need to remember that we need to be surrounded with godly people who would tell us the truth. In fact, there are times na minsan, ayaw nating marinig yung dapat nating marinig. Minsan, sinasabi na sa'yo, alam mo, may nakita ako, wag mo na ituloy yan. Bro, wag mo na tuloy ligawan yan. Kasi may nakita ako, may kaakbay na yan. Gusto mo bang masaktan ka? Eh, ikaw, emotion. Hindi, Brad, sige, susuungin ko ang lahat. Hindi pa naman sila kasal eh. Di ba, talaga mga ganun. Mag-boyfriend pa lang sila. Ah, ganun, o, sige. You're playing as a jerk, di ba? You know, I thank God that, you know, here in Victory, okay? Even in the body of Christ. That is why we are so serious about asking you to be part of a Victory group. Because there you will find people who would have the fear of the Lord, you know, who follows God, and who would tell you the truth, even though it hurts. Nasasabihin sa inyo, you know what, aral tayo, wag natin kaya madaya tayo ng puso natin. You know, let's just focus on, you know, on God's will in His perfect timing. You know, Rebecca understood it. She asked for godly advice. My prayer today is that all of us here, as we you know, listen to this word, may kita natin, merong mga tao na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon para makinig tayo. Especially yung parents natin. You know, let us not look at our parents na parang galit sila sa akin, parang ayaw nila akong magka-love life. No, sabi nga sa Bible, in Genesis, when God created sea, when God created land, when God created living creatures, sabi niya ganon, it was good. Tapos yung nakita niya nag-iisa si Adam, first time, sabi niya ganon, it was not good. Ibig sabihin, the Lord cares for our love life. Yun, oh. Sarap pakinggan, di ba? Lord, grabe. Ikaw talaga yan, buhay ka talaga, Lord. You care for me. But let us not play with our emotion.
Yes, God wants us to have love life, I believe. But I hope it's not just about emotion. We will seek godly advice. We will seek godly people who would tell me, you know, this is the right thing to do, this is the right time. Not this time. Huwag tayo magmadali. Listen to godly advice. Ang tanong, ilang beses ka na nadaya ng puso mo dahil hindi ka naikinig sa advice, godly advice? You know, not just, sige, mamaya mag-usap kayo, di ba? Ayan, sabi ko na sa'yo eh. Oh, ayan. Not just that timeless truth about the importance of godly advice, but I want to talk about the importance of character as well. When we talk about love, you know, we need to realize that the scripture that we've read really talks about character more than following physical attraction. Because Eleazar, when he saw a Rebecca, sabi niya ganun, in verse 14, sabi niya, this is my request. May it be that when I say to a young woman, please let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, drink and I'll water your camels too, let her be the one you have chosen for your servant, Isaac. During that time, kapag ka merong mga naglalakbay, okay, on a journey, it's their custom to offer a drink. Ngayon, sabing gano'n ni Eleazar, alam niya yun, mag-offer ng drink sa kanya yung whoever. Hindi niya pakilala si Rebecca. Pero sabi niya gano'n, Lord, pag may nag-offer sa akin ng inumin, at hindi lang ako inofera ng inumin, pero nag-offer din para makainom yung camel ko, then, she's the one. Now, I want you to realize, yung travel from Tugigaraw to Naga, from Hebron to Nahor, that's quite a long journey. Ibig sabihin, during that time, ang tubig iniigib sa balon. So kung paiinumin mo yung camel, with that distance, malamang uhaw na uhaw yung camel. Tama? Pero nakita ni Eleazar, grabe, Lord, talagang favor, ito to. Hindi lang ako pinainom, pero pati yung camel na sinakyan ko, pinainom din. Ibig sabihin, the scripture tells us, Eleazar didn't look for a pretty woman. She was looking for a woman with a character. Hindi lang ibig sabihin, uy, maganda siya. Di ba? Maganda nga siya, hindi naman siya nagpe-pray. O pag nag-asawa kayo, di ba, may sakit yung anak nyo, sasabihin mo, oh, wifey, pag-prayan naman natin yung anak natin. Sorry, hindi ako marunong mag-pray. Maganda naman ako. Ano yun? You know, it's not just about physical attraction. Eleazar understood that, Lord, if it's from you, therefore, secondary na lang yung kagwapuan at kagandahan. Because what's important is character. Diba, kung gusto mo nga siya, uy, ang dami niyang abs. Pakakainin ka ba ng abs niya? Uy, ang pogi niya, pero ng bababae naman. Eh, hindi na, okay lang yun. Kahit na dalawa, tatlo kami sa buhay niya. Guwapo naman siya eh. Walang character. Minsan iniisip natin, puro car, character, personality, di ba? May iba, hindi nakuha yun. Okay lang yun. But you know what? Sabi nga sa Proverbs 31 verse 30, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. You know, sa Tagalog niyan, mandaraya ang pangakit at kumukupas ang ganda. Sino sa inyo dito may katabi kang gwapo, maganda? Taas mo yung kamay mo. Taas mo. Okay. Sabi mo sa kanya, huwag kang mag-alala, kukupas din yan. Kala mo, ang gwapo mo ha, kukupas ka rin. Alam mo yung feeling pag may kaibigan kang gwapo, maganda, lalo siyang gumagwapo pag katabi ka. Diba? Lalong gumaganda. Pag umaalis kayo, lagi siya napapansin. Diba parang nai-insecure ka na, grabe, lagi na lang siya napapansin. Ang gwapo niya kasi. Ang ganda niya kasi. Huwag ka mag-alala, kukupas din niya. Ayan, no, sabi, oh. Charm is deceptive. Ibig sabihin, if you're just looking for looks, kung puro ganda at gwapo lang, walang character, I'm telling you, tatanda din yan, kukupas din yan. Yung abs yan, lalaylay din yan. Yung mga muscle niyan, may abs sa ilong yan, sa tenga, kukupas din yan. Don't just be after looks. But make sure, parang si Eleazar, nakita niya si Rebecca, grabe, may character to. Bukod sa maganda, may character. Secondary na lang yung maganda. You know, I'm telling you need to make physical minimal. You know, minimal na lang yung physical attraction. Tignan muna natin, ito bang lalaking gusto ko? Nagpe-pray ba to? May character ba? Ito bang lalaking gusto ko? May respeto sa nanay at tatay niya. Kasi pag hindi, baka yung nanay at tatay ko, hindi respetuhin itong taon to. Itong babae, ito bang babae na gusto ko, maganda nga siya, pero baka naman kung ano-ano yung ginagawa pag nakatalikod ako. Walang character. Maganda, pero walang character. But Eleazar understood, you know, I'm not just looking for a pretty face, but I'm looking for a person who has character. Are you still here with me? You know, character is very important. The truth is, when we enter, relationship, when we are looking forward for a marriage, you know, we need to understand, hindi natin pinakasalan yung kagwapuan at kagandahan niya. But the character itself. Dahil whether you like it or not, pag magkasama na kayo, may tampuhan yan, may galit yan. Ngayon pa nga lang, mag-boyfriend kayo, mag-girlfriend kayo, daig nyo pa mag-away, mag-asawa eh, di ba? Minsan may nakita ako, ang babata pa sa labas, talagang, alam mo yun, nagsasakitan. You know, because hindi naisip yung character. You know, not just the importance of godly counsel, but the importance also of character. But the last thing is the importance of trusting God. The importance of trusting God. You know, sabi nga sa verse 16, the woman was very beautiful. Again, napakaganda ni Rebecca. Pero si Eleazar, nakita niya, second na lang to. Sabi, the woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. Now, during that time, ang mga babae, they're getting married at a very young age. But here, si Rebecca, you know, sabi nga noon, she was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. You know, she was past age of a marrying age. But yet, she remained pure. She never slept with a guy. Kahit na sabi niya, naku, ilang taon na ako, lahat sila nag-asawa na, ako hindi pa. Yung yearbook namin, lahat may apo na, ako wala pa. Pero nagtiwala siya sa Panginoon, there will come a time, may mapapangasawa din ako. But I'm not gonna compromise. She never slept with a man. Because she understood the importance of trusting God. You know, when we trust God, it means to say, there's prayer. Pagka magtituwala tayo sa Panginoon, sino ba talaga yung tamang lalaki? Sino ba yung tamang babae? You know, there's prayer. If you're gonna read the whole chapter of that, Genesis 24, first of all, Abraham prayed. Then Eleazar prayed. And then Rebecca prayed. And Rebecca's dad prayed. And Isaac, pagpunta nila, he was praying during that time bago sila nakita ni Rebecca. Now, I want you to see the very component of a relationship. It's prayer. Because the problem with us, hindi na natin pinagpe-pray. Wala nang godly counsel. Puro physical na lang. Hindi pa tayo nagpe-pray. Kaya minsan, pagdating na nga after isang linggo, nag-break na, iyak-iyak ka, lalapit ka sa kaibigan mo, iniwan niya ako. Ang tanong kasi, pinag-pray ba natin? And do not compromise. You know, when we trust God, it means to say we are not compromising. Sasabihin nila, basta may relationship ka, go na yan, pwede na mag-sex. Paano mo malalaman kung compatible kayo kung hindi mo muna susubukan ngayon? Gawin na natin yan. But Rebecca did not compromise. She waited patiently. Because she realized that, Lord, pagpaprayan ko muna to because I know there's a right guy for me. Never compromise. You know, sometimes we get to compromise things and we say, you know, yung mga kaibigan ko, may mga relationship na, gagraduate na kami, pero ako hindi pa nagka-boyfriend, kaya pag may lumapit sa akin, sige na, go na to. Para bago man lang ako graduate, meron akong kayakap na lalaki. Sasabihin pa, oh, mahal mo ba talaga ako? Patunayan mo. Isang kiss lang. Pero yung isang kiss na yon, I'm telling you, when you started to compromise, yung isang kiss na yon, madadagdagan yun. Trust me. Trust me. Alam ko yun eh. Kaya nga nagkaanak kami ngayon, tatlo eh. Masusundan yun. Hindi lang halik. There will come a time, gugustuhin nyo na dalawa lang kayo sa isang lugar, sa isang place. At pagka dalawa na lang kayo doon, gugustuhin nyo, may mangyari na. When you started to compromise, you are compromising your future, my friend. But I hope, you know, when we talk about love and relationship, you know, we will pray. We will trust God and pray, and we will never compromise. We're gonna wait. You know, the scripture is so true. It's really the grace of God that covers every one of us. You know, this is a very important topic to talk about, especially to you guys, to young people. Because the truth is, you know, there are a lot of young people who are engaged, highly engaged with relationship. Sad to say, more than just a relationship. They were compromising. But you know, my prayer today, tonight, is that, you know, we will get godly advice, just like Rebecca. We will understand the importance of character, more than the physical aspect. And most of all, we will just trust God and pray, and that we will never compromise. You know, as I end, I would just like to close with this. The book of Genesis is actually a book of promise and blessing. But you know, for us to really understand that blessing, that promise, is Jesus Christ Himself. It's not really about romance. It's not really about relationship. Yes, there's a picture of relationship. But it's not really about that. It's really a promised Messiah. You know, I want you to realize that Jesus crosses distances, filled the gap between deity and humanity, between holiness and sin. Eleazar traveled distance, but Jesus traveled an immeasurable gap between holiness and sin. And when He came here on earth, He found not a faithful just like Rebecca, you know, who slept with no one. Because when He came here on earth, Jesus, He found rebellious people, spiritual prostitutes. But yet, the scripture tells us that Eleazar offered gold bracelets, nose rings. Jesus did not just offer that. He shed His blood towards us. Because He wants us to know that no matter how we sin against Him, no matter how we run away from Him, He's so serious about loving us and taking us back into His arm. You know, that is the unconditional love of God. And you know, my prayer tonight, probably some of us here, we messed our love story. Probably you are here today, you're thinking, you know, I messed everything. I messed up everything. I feel like wala na akong babalikan. But you know, the reason why Jesus came here on earth is for us to know that there's redemption. That He wants to redeem you no matter what. Maybe you've made a wrong decision, a wrong turn. But Jesus wants to heal you and embrace you and tell you that He loves you so dearly. You don't have to be condemned of your past. All you have to do is just to, you know, submit to Him. You know, I want to pray right now. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes?
You know, I'm not gonna ask you to raise up your hand if you're the person that, you know, God wants to heal. You know, maybe in your relationship. You know, the question is, if you have a relationship, the question is God being honored in my relationship today? Am I bringing this relationship to know more God? Or this relationship is pulling me away from God? You know, if you're that person, somehow you messed your love story, you gave in, somehow you compromised. You know, the Lord doesn't condemn you. In fact, the Lord wants to embrace you tonight. That is the very reason why Jesus came here on earth. Is to tell you, to show you how valuable you are, how important you are. I want to pray for you. You don't need to raise up your hand. Maybe you've lost your virginity. You know, the Lord wants to restore you. The Lord wants to heal you. Lord, I pray, God, for those people. I pray, God, for those students, Lord. Lord, who went through that experience. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that you would just embrace them with your love. Probably, Lord God, some of them, this is the first time they heard the message. In fact, this is the message of hope, Lord God, towards them. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would heal them, Lord God, spiritually. You would restore, Lord God, their value. Lord, the enemy would tell them, Lord God, that, you know, wala na sila. But Lord, I believe that you are here right now, Lord, touching them and telling them, the reason why I died is to redeem you, my son and my daughter. The Lord wants to heal you. The Lord wants to secure you right now. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for these people. You know, if that's you, you know, would you pray right now and ask God for forgiveness and just repent? You know, the Lord is so willing to forgive you. The Lord is so much willing to just touch your heart right now. Thank you, Jesus.